just from looking at what we did previously, looking at how they run their offense now, it's a lot different than what we saw in the first game. So just be accountable. I think that we just got to be accountable for everybody. Everybody got to be accountable in the gaps. We got to tackle better. We didn't tackle better in the first game. So, you know, and just doing what we've been doing the past couple of weeks, coming together and playing as, you know, as a unit, I think we'll be fine.
What were the problems against the Steelers in their O-line?
You know, just looking back on it, I mean, like Coach McCarthy said, it was just a roller coaster game. You know, the opportunities was both sides of the ball, and, you know, we missed opportunities, and we just needed one more play. And it's kind of hard to say. I don't think that they ran the ball pretty well, but I think that we did a good job. I mean, teams got a good job, did a good job with scheming against us and trying to make our smaller guys tackle. And, you know, we just got to be aware of things and just play a little bit better.
Everything okay with the stinger? I know you came back in the game, but no effects? Still feeling?
No effects at all. I mean, it was just a weird situation. I never got hit like that before. I put my head across the ball, and, you know, my arm went numb, and I tried to get up, and then it really just started shooting fire down my arm, and they just, like, lay down, you know. And it feels fine now.
If Clay isn't able to go, how does that affect your leadership and your responsibilities, I guess, for Sunday?
What did they do so well?
A lot, really. I mean, you know, if you would look at it from the beginning of the season and you would think that Mike Neal would play outside linebacker, and then you get down with Clay Matthews and he's not there, and then you ask Mike Neal to play that many snaps. I think it's just, for me, just being able to do what I did the first game. I mean, even though we lost, I think I played good personally against the Bears, and I got to be able to go out there and contribute that and just step up in performance. You know, Clay's not a vocal leader. You don't have to be a vocal leader. Just go out there and perform, and that's how you get it done.
Yeah, so careful, Mike, not putting too much pressure on yourself to, fill Clay's shoes.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, I'm not Clay Matthews. I said that before. I'm not trying to fill Clay's shoes. I'm trying to fill Mike Neal's shoes. I mean, I got a lot of stuff ahead of me for myself personally. So, you know, I just take that with a grain of salt and just go with it. I mean, just to play football, we got to go out there and get a win. And there's no pressure to never put pressure on me to try to do what Clay do. They just put pressure on me to try to go out there and get a win. So, you know, that's all I got.
What are the differences between Cutler and McCown?
It's kind of hard to say. I mean, they're both good quarterbacks. They both got good arms. They both can scramble well. So, I mean, it's just kind of hard to compare the two, which, you know, quite personally, I don't like to compare. I mean, Cutler's a starter quarterback, and that's what we got to prepare for on Sunday.
Kind of a blue-collar guy, Mike, not too far away from Chicago. Mm-hmm. They have a blue-collar football game on a cold day. Is this kind of what you think of when it could be a game that all comes down to something on the line like this?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, you just look at it from a history standpoint. I mean, the NFC is toss-up between two teams that got history. I mean, a cold game, that's what you want. Chicago, you got the wind blowing. I mean, just the history itself leads into the game. And, you know, now you got a chance to go out there and make history again. I mean, if you look at it, it's kind of a repeat from 2010. We need this one to get to the playoffs. And, you know, if history repeats itself, it serves us well.
What's your favorite holiday tradition? Sorry, kind of off the...
Honestly, I got three younger brothers and an older sister, and I haven't been home for Christmas in 10 years. So just to have my family around is a blessing, all of them, all three of my younger brothers, my older sister, and my little niece. So that's my favorite of all. I mean, just having us all together.
So they all come up here?
Oh, yeah, they all here now.
Awesome. Yeah. I'm sure you're anxious to get to them.
Yeah, most definitely.